لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, once again welcome you in our program, Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rules. And today we'll be talking about Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. So be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, we'll be sharing with you inshallah in this program. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Namat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be the foremost intention of every believer. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. As I earlier said, today we'll be talking about Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. These are the last two surahs of the Holy Quran, last two chapters. They both have 11 verses. Respected viewers, we learn those virtues, excellences, benefits and rewards which have been mentioned in ahadith. We share a beautiful hadith with you. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrated, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, O Jabir, recite. I replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. What should I recite? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I then recited these two surahs, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, recite these two because you can never recite the equal of these. This is excellence of these blessed two surahs of the Holy Quran. Another beautiful hadith which is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood, Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I was with Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on a journey when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, O Uqba, shall I not teach you two of the best surahs that are recited? Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught me, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is what said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam about two of the best surahs of Quran. So we should recite, we should learn. Alhamdulillah, many Muslims, they have memorized these blessed two surahs, but we should make a habit to recite them in our salah and other than salah also. Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I was passing between Juffa and Abwa, two places with the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when we were confronted by a severe storm and we were surrounded by complete darkness. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam began to ask for protection through the means of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and said to me, O Uqba, seek protection through the means of these two. No one seeking protection has ever asked for protection through the intercession of anything like these. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, what a beautiful hadith and what a beautiful glad tiding for those who recite it and they get protection. Let me mention another beautiful hadith of Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated by the mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would go to bed in order to take rest, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would join his hands together and recite Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, and then perform dam. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would pass his hands over every part of his blessed body that they could reach to, but he would start from the blessed head, the blessed face and the front of the blessed body. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would perform all this three times. What a beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. At the time when we go to our bed, we should recite these blessed surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falaq, and Surah Nas. And inshallah, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would perform them, we should also perform them, and we should rub this on our body. Inshallah, we'll not only get the reward to act upon the beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but also the benefits and rewards will also be attained. It is reported by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Habib radiallahu ta'ala an, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to him, recite Qul huwallahu ahad and mu'awwidhatayn, meaning Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, three times in the morning and three times in the night daily. These will suffice you for everything. Allahu Akbar. What we have to do, you have to recite three times Surah Ikhlas, three times Surah Falaq, and three times Surah Nas. So we will get, inshallah, the blessings which have been mentioned in this beautiful hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Respected viewers, make habit, learn Quran, recite Quran as much as you can, inshallah, to attain barakah, to attain blessing, to get protection, inshallah. Respected viewers, these surahs are very powerful in terms of taking protection, asking dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In other words, in these surahs, we make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to get protection from those they are hasidin, those they do hasad, they are jealous, from the envy of envier. We seek protection, alhamdulillah. In these surahs, we seek protection from jinnat. We ask in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to get protected. And in these surahs, we ask protection from the wasawis, those whispers of shaitan. Alhamdulillah, we should recite as much as possible. And these surahs are very powerful in terms of getting protection from magic also. We should recite and get protection, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. Our pious predecessors, they had a mindset to get protection from Quran. Our pious predecessors, they used to recite Quran. They used to take benefit from Quran. They used to have this attachment of Quran. Alhamdulillah, jinnat and these things, they would not harm them because they were protected. Because of the protection of Quran, the alhamdulillah, this is what we need to learn. The solution is there for us. Every problem solution is there in Quran. It is us. We need to learn, we need to read Quran, we need to find the benefits and rewards of the various surahs and specific verses of Quran. Once we seek knowledge, once we attach ourselves with ulama, with scholars, once we watch Madani channel, once we give time to learn, then we will inshallah increase our knowledge. Once we know, then we will act upon. Inshallah, we'll find our problems from Quran, the holy Quran, word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, I hope you must have benefited from this program, and inshallah, you will make intention to recite these blessed surahs and gain its benefit and reward. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode next time. Until then, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep reciting the recitation of the Holy Quran. And don't forget to recite Surah Falaq and Nas at the end. Now, let's listen to the recitation of these two blessed surahs, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
Proclaim, O dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take refuge of the one who creates the daybreak.
من شر ما خلق.
From the evil of his entire creation.
ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب.
And from the evil of the matter that darkens when it sets.
ومن شر النفاثات في العقد.
And from the evil of the witches who blow into knots.
ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
And from the evil of the enemy when he is envious of me.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس.
Proclaim, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I take refuge of the one who is the Rabb of all mankind.
ملك الناس إله الناس.
King of all mankind, the God of all mankind.
من شر الوسواس الخناس.
From the evil of the one who instills evil thoughts in the hearts and stays hidden.
الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس.
Those who instill evil thoughts into the hearts of the men.
من الجنة والناس.
Among the jinns and men.
صدق الله العظيم.
قرآن.